Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Sports fans, are you ready? Taco Man Radio is in your face, straight up from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am Johnny Taco. For the next hour, we'll have some fun. That's right, we'll have some fun. We'll talk some sports, and guess what? We'll maybe learn a few things as well. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the only network show live in the continental USA. You're listening to it right now, live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Once again, the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no commitment text line. If you had a few drinks, I understand. Don't want to come on the air. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The king is in the house. That's right. LeBron James at 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, we'll also hear from the great one, Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diners here as well. And of course, I'll check all the combat sports as well as the rest of the sports world. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, the Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Studio.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats, the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. And just a heads up, G3 is still offering a $1,000 military appreciation discount off all our packaged boats in addition to any other rebates. Hey, join the G3 Life at g3boats.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
New Jersey school superintendent was arrested recently for defecating on the football field of a rival high school. Which brings us to a segment called The Kind of Story We Need Right Now. This grown adult man pooped on the football field of a rival high school every day for several days. And I have just one thing to say to him. Thank you. This is the kind of story we need right now. The news is bleak and depressing, and we need a break from it, which is why it is my pleasure to tell you more about this story. This 42-year-old man got up every morning, put on a suit and tie, waved goodbye to his family, then he got in his car, drove to a rival high school, and pooped on a football field. Then he went to his grown-up job. He sat in important meetings all day. And if he drifted off at one of those meetings and a coworker said, "Hey, Tom, what are you thinking about?" He said, "Oh, nothing." But we know what he was thinking about. 3 hours ago, I pooped on a football field. This isn't just a news story, folks. This is a story about grit and determination. It's a story about the triumph of the human will. Were there any victims? No! In fact, if I understand fertilizer correctly, the grass on that field will grow better now. Police arrested this man after they caught him on video. Just think about that. That means someone set up a camera, a little tripod, and they pointed that camera at the area where someone pooped the day before. And then they waited to see if they'd poop again. And that plan worked. Imagine their joy. One police officer, I don't know, maybe his name's Bob, turned to another police officer, maybe his name was Ted, and he said, "Ted, we got him." This story is crazy, it's ridiculous, but what it's not is terrifying. When I heard it, I wasn't thinking about North Korea or climate change. I was just thinking, gross. So to this man, again, I say thank you. And to the rest of you, I say, please, get out there. Get out there and do something equally weird. Because this is the kind of story we need right now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
You know, I'm an ex-cop. I got news for you. We don't stake out murder suspects, but they're watching a pile of spit with an H. You got to be kidding me. And guess what? We switch from Seth Meyers to my other co-star. I'm talking about the illustrious, the talented, the great Dominic Jimenez.
What is good? The diner is back open for business. And I've just got some awesome brand new specials printed up. The best and the worst in the week of sports. Why waste any time? Let's get to it. Let me run it down for you. Start off with some nice winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Tiger Woods. No, he hasn't won a tournament yet. But Tiger shoots a 4-under 68 on Saturday, moves up into a tie for 7th, only 5 shots back of Bryson DeChambeau for the lead at the Memorial. It's not one of the kind of pseudo majors. It's not quite that high, but the Memorial, because it is Jack Nicklaus's tournament, is a very highly regarded tournament, and Tiger is on the prowl. Tiger's been striking the ball amazingly all week. He got off to a rough start on Thursday, and after about the 7th hole on Thursday, has been on fire. His putting's still not quite there, but the ball striking is the best it has been in years. Tiger, remember, all kinds of injuries. He's seeking his first tournament win in almost 5 years, and he's on the hunt. Whether he gets it or not, that's a different story, but you know what? Shout out to Tiger. He is a winner because he is on the hunt. He's on the prowl. It's something we haven't seen in quite a while. Tiger's finally putting together a solid season, and when you look at the whole body of work, not just a couple appearances here and there where he's been playing well. So I think Tiger's going to get that win probably before the year ends, maybe early 2019 season. Might be a little bit before he wins another major, but Tiger will win another major if he can stay healthy. So Tiger is a winner this week. Speaking of Tiger, no, not Tiger Woods, the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Huh? Yeah, don't worry. They play in the CFL, and the winner is Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, because he made his CFL debut, Canadian Football League, his debut on Friday for the aforementioned Hamilton Tiger Cats, 888 days after his last pro football game appearance. Let that sink in. That's pushing 2.5 years since Johnny Football played football in a pro environment. He was the backup to former Oregon Ducks star quarterback Jeremiah Masoli in a preseason game. Manziel went 9-for-12 for 80 yards, and he ran for 10 yards scrambling. He played a total of 22 plays. Coach June Jones said, "I didn't do anything complicated. I didn't have him throwing any deep balls. We want to get him comfortable." Remember, Manziel only signed with the Tiger Cats back in May, so he's only been with them for about a month. So plenty of time for Johnny Manziel to finish catching up. Looks like they're going to have some packages for him. Congratulations, Johnny Football, Heisman Trophy winner, first round pick by the Cleveland Browns, and it flamed out alcohol abuse, drug abuse, domestic violence charges. He has had a hell of a career so far in terms of not being able to play. Although, you gotta remember, Johnny Manziel was the quarterback when the Browns last won a football game. Just let that sink in. It's been that long. Yeah. But he has won a football game for the Cleveland Browns, so let's just remember that and reflect upon that. But it looks like he may have finally gotten his life together at least a little bit. He's playing football again with the hopes of getting back to the NFL. He's still a young man. Johnny Manziel, by no means is he old, so we might be seeing Johnny Football in the NFL once again if his act is indeed cleaned up. So shout out to him. He's a winner this week. And this isn't an all-winners edition of Dom's Diner, so we have to have some losers. We've got some good ones this week.
Le who? The her.
First losers, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yes, they're only down 1-0 in the NBA Finals. They lost at Golden State in Game 1. Not that big of a deal. The manner in which they lost, obviously a huge deal. We'll get into a little bit of the specifics in a little bit. But the way the Cavaliers played and the way the Warriors played, it really makes you feel like this was the game for the Cavaliers to win. This was the game that they had in the bag almost, and this was the one where, okay, they're going to steal a game in Oakland, they're going to win one on the road. If they lose the second game, so what? It's tied 1-1. They have home court advantage now throughout the playoffs. And they played amazingly. LeBron James had 51 points in the overtime loss. LeBron was awesome. Tristan Thompson did his job. He did work. George Hill had a great game. The Cavaliers, no. Were they firing on all cylinders? Absolutely not. But they were playing well enough to win. They were destroying the Warriors on the glass, both defensively and offensive rebounds. The offensive rebounds wasn't even close. Warriors got worked, including at the end with J.R. Smith at the end of regulation. Again, I'll talk about that a little bit later. He's a different special. But the Cavaliers gave the Warriors the best shot they had, and the Warriors hung on and won. Do the Cavs have more? Yes, I do think the Cavs are going to get some wins in this series. I think the Warriors win in six. But it looked like this was the game for the Cavaliers to steal on the road, and they were not able to do it. So for that, they are losers, despite LeBron's 50. Second losers, freak injuries. This is a two-for-one because there were two freak injuries over the weekend. First off, Friday night, Brandon Belt wasn't feeling well before the game against the Phillies. Belt starts the game. He's in the starting lineup. He's at first base. And after an inning, he gets pulled, and it turned out after the game that he'd been rushed to the hospital to have an appendectomy. He had appendicitis. So Brandon Belt, emergency appendectomy. He's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. Brandon Belt is in the midst of his best season yet. He's hitting over 300 for the first time. He's got an on-base over 410 for the first time. He's got a slugging over 550 for the first time. Brandon Belt's setting highs across the board, personal career highs. He's got 11 home runs already. Brandon Belt's having an amazing year. Luckily, it's just an appendix. It wasn't another concussion where Belt has had issues there. It's not a broken bone or anything that's going to take him out for an extended period of time. But Joe Panik was back in the lineup on Friday, and it was the first time the Giants had all of their starting lineup together since the beginning of the year. We're in June. So yes, Brandon Belt, that's a freak injury. Not much you can do there. Oh well. My second loser, as part of the freak injury category, is Clay Matthews. At the Packers charity softball game, Clay Matthews was on the mound pitching. He took a line drive to the face, and he suffered a broken nose. Now, Matthews is doing okay. He'll have surgery once the swelling subsides. He avoided any major injuries. No broken cheek or orbital bones. No damage to his eye, nothing. It's just a broken nose. Yes, it's still a significant injury, but it's nothing career or life-threatening or something that's going to keep him out a long time. Freak injuries, neither guy's going to miss a lot of time, so everything's okay, but they're still losers. All right, and if losers was a little bit too much for you, don't worry. I've got some great good job, good effort here. Good job, good effort goes out to J.R. Smith and George Hill. First off, George Hill had a chance to give the Cavaliers the lead at the end of regulation with about 4 seconds left. Had two free throw attempts. He made the first to tie the game, and then he missed short on the second one. Enter good job, good effort, J.R. Smith. He got the offensive rebound. J.R. Smith, instead of the quick putback with about 4 seconds left, Durant wasn't going to block him. Durant was kind of out of the picture there. Instead of putting it back up and giving the Cavaliers a two-point lead, J.R. Smith dribbles it out to the three-point line. All right, J.R. Smith, he's a shooter. Maybe he's not super comfortable putting it up from 2 feet out. Maybe he's going to chuck up a three. Maybe he's looking for LeBron and trying to get the ball to LeBron James. The Warriors double-teamed LeBron. No, J.R. Smith pulls out to almost half court and lets the clock run out. With about a second left, he tried to pass it, but by that time it was too late. Yikes. J.R. Smith had an offensive rebound, 4 seconds left of a tie game, game one of the NBA Finals, and instead of putting it back up for a layup, he dribbled out the clock. It sure looked like he didn't know that the Cavaliers were not winning the game. It looked like he was trying to kill the clock after getting the offensive rebound. Good job, good effort, J.R. Smith. As a Warriors fan, I appreciate you, man. Let me tell you that. Good job, good effort. You and George Hill, at the end of that game, cost the Cavaliers the game. All right, and our final special before we close up shop, Say What?
Say What?
Got to talk about LeBron James' Game 1 outfit. I don't know if you saw it. I hope you do see it. It was a suit with shorts, and he had a merch. Let me tell you, LeBron's outfit in that game cost $46,965. Really quick, his suit, tie, and handkerchief, $2,590. His Oxford shirt, $330. Backstrap shorts, $940. His socks, $90. Wingtip boots, $1,290. His sunglasses, $525. His Beats by Dre Power Beats headphones, $200. And here's where the huge dollar amount comes in. His alligator bag, aka his merce, his man purse, $41,000. I can't imagine spending $47,000 on an outfit and still looking ridiculous. NBA fashion, that as a whole, good job, good effort, but this is, say what, a $47,000 outfit and you looked ridiculous. Say what? That's all I've got here at the diner. It's time to close up shop. Johnny Taco, what else you got, man?
Hey, I'm talking about a guy that goes from a $47,000 suit to a 47-cent suit. Dominic, you're not the greatest dresser in the world, but guess what? You kick ass when it comes to kick-ass radio. Straight up, you're tuned to the Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. One more time, open phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no commitment. That's right, no commitment text line. Shoot us a text. Tell me what you think. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm off!
Checking the Saturday results in Major League Baseball. Milwaukee beat the Chicago White Sox 5-0. Shut them out, baby, in Chicago. Pittsburgh came up short in St. Louis 3-2. Oakland. Man, the hapless Oakland A's. How do I know? I live right near Oakland, California. 5-4 losers in Kansas City. New York Yankees prevailed over the Baltimore Orioles 8-5. Of course, that's always a rivalry. Toronto came up short 7-4 in Detroit. Cleveland, hapless. Cleveland, hapless against Minnesota today. 7-1, a drubbing in Minnesota. Some other scores. Washington Nationals, one of the best teams, of course, in Major League Baseball. 5-3 winners over the Atlanta Braves. The Dodgers, without Clayton Kershaw, he's out again. We'll get to that in just a minute. 12-4 winners over the Colorado Rockies. Wow. You know, we can hit the ball out of the ballpark like 1,000 times in Colorado, especially if you've got big, long ball hitters. Boston, a 5-4 winner over Houston. Chicago Cubs are 7-1 winners over the New York Mets. Cincinnati came up short in San Diego, 8-2. And Texas, and take this out. And Texas and the LA Angels, score was 3-2. Of course, Texas coming out on top. Phillies came up short. They didn't score a run. And guess who? The Giants, the SF Giants, my team. Well, not really anyway. I live here. Bottom line is the Giants sort of sucked, but they were 2-0 winners Saturday. And of course, Miami got routed. Yeah, got beat up a bit. Arizona whooped them at home 6-2. And Tampa Bay was a 3-1 loser to Seattle. Of course, Seattle, not rocking and rolling, but Seattle's got a good ball game. Bottom line is we're tuned to Taco Man Radio live all across America. We'll switch gears a little bit and talk a little combat sports. Of course, they haven't got the heavyweight championship of the world set yet, and they're scared. What I mean by they're scared is the promoters are scared that if they put either of these guys, the undefeated young man, of course, the 2008 Olympian from Mobile, Alabama, that boxing hotbed that is. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, 41-0, 41 wins, like 39, 40 knockouts. He can punch, but not the greatest boxer in the world. Anyway, Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, 21-0, 20 walkouts. He can really rock, man. He can punch. He can box. He's 6'7". Deontay, 6'7". The battle of big men. They wanted to go down for the undisputed world heavyweight championship. It's one of the bigger fights out there. Boxing's sort of lagging right now as far as big fights are concerned because Canelo Alvarez turned up positive for Flintstone vitamins, meaning he took steroids. That's right. He got caught taking steroids, not once, but twice, by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. He's on suspension until August of this year. We'll see if that September fight can happen because I don't think they can have a fight. I don't think they can announce a fight for September if he hasn't been cleared by the Athletic Commission as of August 15th. He can't just have a fight in a month. Not a major fight like that. Of course, it would be Mexican Independence Day. And if promoters were smart, they probably booked that date for another fight. But Joshua and Wilder, the big fight in the heavyweight division, what they want to do is they want to put these guys sort of maybe on HBO or Showtime and have them have one fight each. In other words, you know, like Joshua fights Pedro Fernandez or Johnny Taco, and then maybe, you know, maybe Wilder fights Scott Cuddy or somebody. You know, in other words, two guys that they can knock out and look good doing that. That sets up the big fight. That's the way it was done in the old days, folks. Why don't they do it like that anymore? I just don't know. I mean, I'm dumbfounded as far as boxing is concerned. They don't know how to promote fights anymore. Where is Don King when you need him? Where is he? Where is, of course, he's talking to Donald Trump. He's got Donald Trump's right hand. He is Donald Trump's right hand. He's got Donald Trump's ear. If anybody has a hotline to Donald Trump, it is Don King. I remember when Don King, we had a promotion in 1989. We're at the Trump, I think it was the Taj Mahal. Yeah, the Taj Mahal, later named the Mark Edis Arena. They're in Atlantic City. Trump owned that one. I think it went bankrupt as well. Anyway, we're kicking in there. Don King's in an office about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. And Don says, "Hey, Pedro, what do you want to eat?" I said, "Well, Don, it's not quite lunch. It's not quite breakfast. So what's up?" He goes, "I'll tell you what, we'll order both. We'll order breakfast and we'll order lunch." So they ordered all this breakfast stuff, and then they ordered some ribs. And, oh, man, we were kicking it. Ethnic food, baby. Ribs, watermelon. We were loving it up and licking it up. Anyway, bottom line is we're all eating, and the phone rings. And I heard Don King stops eating. Don, it's for you. Takes the phone, gets a little serious. okay. Hangs up the phone. He says, hey, Taco Man. He said, yeah. He goes, guess what? He goes, Donald Trump's coming downstairs. I said, I don't care. He goes, hey, and the mofo don't shake hands. He didn't say the mofo, but you know what I mean. The mofo don't shake hands. I said, well, I don't want to shake his hand anyway. I don't even like to do it anyway. He came downstairs. Don King owned him. Don King asked him for 37 extra rooms, and the hotel supposedly sold out. Donald Trump found them for him. I mean, he asked for some more money as far as some promotional work was concerned, as far as promoting the fight was concerned. I mean, I just thought that Donald Trump at Don King's hands was like putty. And if Don King can manipulate Donald Trump, me you know, I mean, Don King is a good businessman, a good con man at that, no doubt about it. But if he can manipulate Donald Trump, wow, what about some of these world leaders? Leaves you a little bit scary, doesn't it? Don King running the world. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'll get to some of the texts at about 53 minutes past the hour. I'll get to some of the texts here on the Taco Man radio show. But I could take a couple more texts because I only got three here in the queue. 415-275-1613. That's right. The guilt-free, no commitment Taco Man radio text line. 415-275-1613. So, tomorrow, going to be, you know, game two. I mean, it's going to rock and roll. I mean, it's going to happen. And you know what's going to happen, right? LeBron James is going to come out. He's going to be more determined than ever. And it's going to be the king. In fact, the king is going to be here in person. In fact, I have you about, I've got a pretty good interview with LeBron James, and LeBron talks about everything regarding game one and game two, the pressures, you know, what he's got to do, what his team's got to do. They dropped game one. They probably shouldn't have lost that first game, you know. You heard Dominic. Somebody choked. Bottom line is you can't have that, not in the NBA Finals, man. It's all on the line. This is for all the marbles, the NBA title. Good Lord, what are they thinking? Anyway, bottom line is on the other side of the break, we're here from the king himself right here on the Sports Byline. SB Nation Radio Network, talking about King LeBron James on the Taco Man Radio Show, live carried on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
It's time to see who's the best. It's time to see who's the heavyweight, who's the baddest man on the planet. I know I am. Are you guys ready for this test? Are you guys ready for this American boy right here to bring back the heavyweight division like you've done it? To have one champion, one face, one name. He go by the name of Deontay Wilder. I declare war, baby. What's your response to that?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it. We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
This is Sports Overnight America.
LeBron and Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. There's a talking point since game one that you guys are going to be deflated after such a frustrating loss. I'm just wondering what your response to that is.
I don't really have a response to it.
How do you expect your team to come out tomorrow?
I expect us to come and play with the same grit that we had in game one. And, you know, we made a lot of mistakes in game one. I expect us to be better.
Right here, Mark in the second row.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. LeBron, you've been through adversity your entire life, on the court, off the court. What have you learned since you were a young player or even a young person about how to overcome adversity that can help you in this particular situation after such a difficult game one loss?
I mean, it's a new day. For me, you know, I woke up, you know, feeling excited about the opportunity for us to get better today, and excited about the opportunity that presents itself tomorrow and myself. But, you know, I can never compare the adversity I went through when I was younger compared to playing basketball. This is just basketball. This is not adversity. And not when the things that I've been through in my life, this is fun.
And secondly, George Hill said yesterday that for him, game one was the toughest loss in his entire career. How can you as a leader help lift a player like that who maybe hasn't been through it before?
Well, we both went through some of the same, you know, emotions. It's one of the toughest losses I've had in my career as well. Just because everything that kind of went on with the game and the way we played and, you know, obviously we all know what happened in the game. So it was a tough, tough 24 hours. Not only for G Hill, but for myself, for our whole ball club, because you know, we put ourselves in a great position to be successful. But like I said, you give yourself a day. If you need to take 2 days, okay. But today you should feel excited about the opportunity to be better and be great and move forward.
Tom on the right.
Tom Haberstra, Bleacher Report. LeBron, I know you talked a lot about how important sleep is for your recovery and how vital it is for your performance. I remember back in Miami, Dwayne was always team no sleep. But I was curious when you believed that sleep was this weapon for you and how that evolved throughout your career, whether you were prioritizing it when you were a rookie, and when did that really impact you?
I think as you get older, you understand what benefits your body more and more, you know, depending on what you put in your body as far as food and nutrition, things like that. How many hours a night that you try to get. Now, obviously some nights are different from others, but how much optimal sleep you will want to get to help your body recover, you know, how much, you know, working out and things that, you know, that you do. I think every individual is different. I found a great balance in what helps me be in the best possible shape I can be on a day-to-day basis, and I just try to follow that.
But early in your career, did you have the same appreciation for it, or did you just learn over time?
No. I mean, I was 18 when I came into the league. I could do whatever I wanted to do. I could stay up throughout the whole night and play 48 minutes the next night and then not ice after the game and go right home. So, I mean, I was 18. I didn't even tape my rookie year. So, no, I'm totally different.
Ken in the back right.
Ken Berger, Bleacher Report, here to your right, LeBron. Years ago, there was a concept known as the Jordan rules, just certain principles that teams believed they had to live by in order to defend him. Given all the approaches that you've seen throughout your career, all the coverages, all the different looks that you get from game to game in a series like this and even within a game, how would you define the LeBron rules?
I don't think there are LeBron rules. You know, I think, you know, for me personally, I think a coaching staff puts together a game plan that best suits his team, best suits the individual when going against myself and my teammates, and they try to be successful with that. You know, obviously we all heard of the quote-unquote Jordan rules or whatever the case may be, and whoever decided to bring that notion up and a way to stop Jordan. But I think more importantly, this is a team game, and coaching staffs put together game plans that better that best fits their team, you know, to stop that either that dynamic player, but also the rest of the guys on the floor as well.
And what would you say is the biggest difference in how you are defended now versus when you early in your career when you first came into the league?
There was parts of my game that you can disrespect early in my career. You can't do that now.
Joe in the third row.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. LeBron, we can't see it under your hat. So how's your eye today?
It's better. It doesn't look better, but the docs told me it's better. And it's just going through a stages right now of recovering, but it looks worse than it did during the game, but it feels better.
I have a different follow-up after this, but so did you basically score 51 points with one eye that was blurry?
Nah, I had some points before that already.
Can you see now? I mean, is it still blurry?
Well, I'm taking my medication that I've been given by the doctors. My eye drops and my antibiotic to help me with the recovery as fast as possible. But it's an eye. I mean, it's going to recover as fast as it can on its own. It's nothing that you can do. It's not like I can like ice it or anything like that. Or, you know, if I get more sleep or whatever case may be, I just have to naturally, organically let it heal. Like I said, it's been better, but it's better today than it was in game one. Like I said, it doesn't look better, but it feels a lot better.
And then the other question I had was, as game one was starting, Dan Gilbert sent out a number of tweets basically with his thoughts on how this team made it to the finals this year. Were you aware of those tweets, and did you have any reaction to them after the game?
Nah, not aware. I'm not on social media right now, so I wasn't aware of that. It was his account, though, right? Did-oomps.
Yeah. Tim in the back right.
Tim Reynolds, Associated Press, all the way in the back, Bron. One of the many things that you're obviously notorious for is getting to know the strengths and weaknesses of your teammates, from how they like the ball passed to them, to the spin, to the speed. You've kind of taken that to a next level. Your time with JR, what have you learned about him as far as what you need to do with him the last 24, 48 hours to get his mind right for tomorrow night?
I think JR is one of the most resilient guys I've ever been around. I think it just comes from not only him personally, but his household, his mom, his dad, his brothers, his sisters, and now his family now as well. He probably took that loss as hard as anybody the other night, just as anybody on the team. But one thing about JR, he has an uncanny ability to bounce back, and I think people have seen that throughout our postseason runs where, he hasn't played well or played to his ability that he think he should have played. And then, the next game he comes out and shoots the ball extremely well and just very locked in. And, for me, I don't think I need to say anything to JR. I mean, I've been knowing JR since he was in high school. I mean, it's not like he's a new teammate of mine or someone I just met. JR knows what I expect out of him, and he expects things out of me, and we just try to go get it done.
Mark in the front.
LeBron, Mark Medina, Barry and News Group. Along the line of questioning regarding the LeBron rules, when you're getting different defensive coverages and switches with different personnel, what sort of things are you reading and trying to take advantage of?
I mean, I think it's all about, angles and, for me, seeing, things before they happen. Being able to be the defender that's in front of me, but understanding there's going to be multiple guys either stabbing at the ball or rotating or poking at the ball or just putting bodies and hands in front of me. So, you have to be strong with the ball, first of all, and especially against a Golden State Warriors team who's so great with their hands, either from Steph, Draymond. Obviously, Iggy hasn't played in game one yet, but in the past, with Iggy, Sean Livingston, and the rest go on. They're so good with their hands, you have to be very strong with the ball. So, being able to read and react to the defense, being able to, you know, not only get past your guy, but know when the rotation has happened and being able to put the ball, you know, on time and on target to your teammates. So there's a lot of things that go on, and I just try to read and react and know what's going on throughout the course of a game. And it may change from quarter to quarter. Coaches make adjustments. Players make adjustments on how they guard you, and then you have to be just – you have to always be on your toes on, you know, seeing that, you know, throughout the course of a 48-minute game.
How are they different defensively without Andre so far?
Well, they're damn good with him, and they're good. They're damn good without him. No matter offensively or defensively, they're listen. I mean, they can. They've sitting out. They've had a two-time MVP sit out playoff games, and they've won. All right, in the postseason, they're good. They're great, actually. So let's not get too far on that.
Chris, last question in the back left.
Chris Haynes, ESPN. LeBron, when you first came in the league, the only time you would hear from criticism would be from, I guess, us media members. And now with social media and people come up with these memes and these creative bits and whatnot, how have you adjusted to that as far as, I don't know if you engage or look into that? And secondly, how have you noticed your teammates or your peers, how they – is it a negative effect on them if they consume that too much?
Well, I think it comes with growth. I think it comes with you know, understanding what matters and what doesn't matter in your life, in your personal life. For me, it took time. I mean, I came in the NBA before social media. You know, I don't know how many people are part of the league before social media that's in here, but I see a few of you got some gray haired guys in here, so you guys are definitely around then. You could hear criticism, but it took four or five people to finally get to you, you know, if the criticism happened. And then as you get into the later, you know, years of the 2000s, then you start the social media thing. And, you know, everybody's excited about it. You know, everybody is like, okay, just the touch of a finger, you can post something or see something. Everybody's, you know, it's like it's the greatest thing ever. And then if you like a celebrity, then you realize it's actually really bad for you, you know, if you pay attention to it. Like, if you really pay attention, there's people out there that really try to, like, tear you down. And you have to realize that, one, you don't know who they are. Two, they don't know what they're talking about. Three, they've never stepped in the your shoes or been in the light to understand what it means to have to perform or whatever the case may be. There's like, I guarantee there's doctors and surgeons and cops and firefighters and people like that that's on social media. And people are like roasting them too. You know, you can't really like, and as you get older, you realize you like, I'm going to do what I do. I put all my time into my craft. I give it all that I have and I live with the results. You can't get involved in that. So I can only speak for me. I've learned how to laugh at the memes that come through. I learned like if it's like someone that's trying to, you know, kill me in a fashion, to laugh at that too, because it's funny at times as well, and not take too much into it. I can't sit here and tell you how my teammates go about it, because at the end of the day, we all go to our separate homes when we after practice, and we all to our separate rooms when we're on the road. So I don't know how much scrolling goes on, but if I have some words of advice, if you're a part of it and it bothers you, then you probably should just delete it off your phone. That would be if it bothers you.
You know what? Those are the words of a great American, King LeBron James. You know what I mean? LeBron's a class act. I was always jealous of LeBron. I really was. I was jealous because I thought, you know, as long as he was in Cleveland or wherever he was, Miami, then, you know, we weren't going to win any titles that year. But, of course, we got Steph Curry and things like that, and things turned around. But the bottom line is now LeBron James, of course, and the Golden State Warriors locked in this battle. Game two upcoming. Wow. Of course, most of you fans out there on the Sports Byline broadcasting, we had a poll on May 29th. They figured 80% said the Warriors would win. Only 20% of you thought the Cleveland Cavaliers would win this title. Interesting. 20%, that isn't too good for King LeBron. But King LeBron will not be taken lightly, folks. He's going to give it his all, no doubt about it. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
On one break for Boston, Rozier to the basket. Oh, blocked by James. He did it again. Ball deflected, picked up by James. Turns, shoots, and hits. He's got 27.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Good old Clayton Kershaw, man, the L.A. Dodgers, he's out. Looks like he's on the DL list for at least a month. They're talking 10 days, but the bottom line is it's the same injury he had back in 2017. And he was out a while there, of course. Had one start, came back, threw his back out. Listen, when your lower back is gone, it's gone. It takes a long time to heal. Good luck to him. Of course, 1-4 this year, not doing that good at 2.76 ERA, so nothing to sneeze at. The bottom line is, though, the Dodgers, 28-30, are only 3.5 games out. Of course, Arizona on top in that division with a 30-27 record. A lot of mediocrity in the NL West, no doubt about that. Hey, check it out. You've been tuned to Taco Man Radio, of course. Taco Man Radio comes to each and every Saturday night, which is Sunday morning, actually Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's on the West Coast. But actually, this is 1 a.m. Eastern time on the East Coast. But I got to say hello to those folks at 7 o'clock Hawaii time over there in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's right. We rock around the world. I got an email this week from Bangkok, Thailand. Straight up emails all over the world. You can always hit us up on the text line. Text line is hot and it's happening. 415-276-275-1613. Here's a couple here. They think that LeBron James is going to choke. LeBron, there's no choking LeBron James. Why does LeBron James have all these haters out there? Everybody hates this guy. Why? Because he's good. Because he's the king. Another text coming in here. LeBron and his crew, well, they choked the first game. That was their gift win. They'll never win again in Oakland. They'll never win again in Oakland? He might be right. I don't know. The bottom line is I think they got to win a game here in Oakland in order to to capture the title. LeBron James, he knows that. Game two, what's going to happen? Warriors are slightly favored. You tell me. We'll talk next week. This is Taco Man Radio. Don't forget, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Network, the executive producer, the incomparable, the one, the only, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, don't forget, Taco Man Radio doesn't care what you think.